shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This is about the fact that we have a $3.6 billion deficit.
Well, it's the same spirit. I mean, it's a massive...
It's incredible. And, you know, I just... what the crazy...
Thank you all very much for coming out today.
I like winning.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and whether we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And that's just where it's at. All right, doctors are handing out phony letters to protesters in Wisconsin, phony excuses from work in Wisconsin, the latest revelation from the activities there. A 20-year-old wins the Daytona 500. Trevor Bayne wins the Daytona 500, the youngest ever, by 5 years over Jeff Gordon, who won it in 1997. Plus, bicyclists are about to get some added protections in the city of Los Angeles and possibly elsewhere. We're going to talk to Dr. Ron Tarner in a moment about that next hour. We got Jeff Dowder up. Jeff Dowder is going to be joining us next hour. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And tonight our affiliate spotlight is on KKAT 860 in Salt Lake City, KKAT 860 AM in Salt Lake City. And we have two new affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, KEZP 104.3 FM, and in Victor Valley, California, KIXW 960 AM. For those of you who are brand new listeners to the show, check out our website, philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming audio, live streaming video of the show. And you also have our archives, as well as our shop, as well as our email. You get guaranteed email response from Phil. It's a little slow these days because we've been a little busy. And the fact is, I'm answering all the mail myself, so I don't have staff doing it for me. I'm slow as hell. What can I tell you? But anyway, you get email response as well as access to our blogs, our podcasts. It's fun, Ben. It's going to get a lot funner here when we get our video equipment in. We're going to start out here tonight with Dr. Ron Tarner, who's actually in Miami this evening. I think he's in Miami. And, yeah, he is in Miami Beach. They're at a convention, climate change. I don't know what it's called, Dr. Tarner. Forgive me, but I think it's some kind of a climate change convention, right?
That's correct, Phil. We're at the Denver chapter. Asked me to come out here to Miami and represent them at a global climate change action committee conference that we're having. To get all of our chapters on the same page. We're entering a new year, and there's going to be another big fight in the Congress on getting this global climate change legislation passed, which so far with a Republican Congress is going to be an uphill battle. There's no question about it.
All right, now this is a law that you've had a lot to do with getting passed. Bicyclist rights. Anti-harassment ordinance pedals into town. A draft ordinance was released by the Los Angeles City's Attorney's Office this week that aims to protect bicyclists from being harassed simply for being bicyclists.
That's correct.
Now, it says here, pending council approval, the ordinance will allow harassed, assaulted, threatened, or intentionally distracted bicyclists to bring suit against the driver in civil court, reports the Los Angeles Department of Transportation bike blog.
That is correct, Phil.
Can you give me a little illumination on some of the things I've mentioned?
Well, the fact is that we have asked the city of Los Angeles, Phil, and we've also asked the city of Denver, Colorado, and a number of other municipalities around the country to recognize that people have a right to ride a bicycle. The motion to draft the anti-harassment legislation was introduced by a good man, Bill Rosendahl. The pending ordinance creates a civil cause of action for bicyclists.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is bicyclists will have their rights protected now in a civil court, and they will be able to sue for amounts not less than $1,000, attorney's fees, and punitive damages if they are harassed because of their status as bicyclists. And this is, to me, for those of us who've worked so long, I know that I'm involved in science as anti-global warming advocate. But this is the way I get to work in the morning, and the way that I travel, and the way many people do on a bicycle. and to see our rights after so many years of struggle protected now at this level is exciting.
All right. It also says among the prohibited activities against bicyclists, you may not, well, physical assault, that goes without saying.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, because...
Well, it's against the law to assault a person.
It's against the law to assault a person, but the law against assault does not take into consideration the very vulnerable position that a bicyclist is in. It does not take into consideration the value, the valuable niche that the bicyclist occupies in our society. We are riding our bicycles every day, some of us over 100 miles a day, Phil, quite literally, and acting as an example to the American people on what a responsible citizen does when he is transporting himself, also what a responsible citizen can look like in terms of physical health. One of the things that I'm most proud of is the good physical shape that I've been in, other members of our club, and there are many thousands of clubs across the United States. No, we don't have laws against assaulting cyclists. We do have laws against assault.
If you were assaulted, though, what I'm trying to say, Ron, and we're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner on a new anti-harassment ordinance against cyclists, meaning if you're an automobile driver, you may not harass specifically cyclists, assault specifically cyclists, or otherwise interfere with the safety of a cyclist, because that will be a whole other area of law that you're going to have to deal with, including civil lawsuits. All right. I want to ask you this question. Our number, by the way, folks, is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. I want to ask you this. And it says it creates a civil cause of action for cyclists.
Well, Phil, I know what you're going to ask. You're asking me about the special place that cyclists will have within law. It's not unprecedented. We have special protections for African-Americans. We have special protections for homosexuals. We have special protections for women. We recognize that there are segments of our society that need protection.
Well, there's segments of our society that need protection. This is the thing that I wanted to get into here, and I thank you for articulating that. At what point in this world, this crazy world of ours, Dr. Tarner, did cyclists all of a sudden fall into a category?
Phil?
No, hold on. What point did cyclists all of a sudden fall into the category of a minority group that needs special legislative protection?
Phil, it's a dangerous area for you to begin to impugn the rights of individuals simply because you don't understand their minority status.
And are you telling me that people on bicycles are a minority, per se?
I am telling you that we have been the victims of assault. We have been hit with automobiles. We've been hit with gunfire. We have been targeted time and again, Phil.
And I don't doubt that you've been targeted. Have not pedestrians been targeted? You know,
what do you mean, have not pedestrians been targeted? I don't know of any research.
I can tell you that if we, well, you know what, you may not know the research, but I can tell you perhaps that if we had pedestrians who were organizing.
No, you're getting it a little bit over your head here, Phil, but go ahead.
Well, I may be getting it over my head, but if we had pedestrians organizing and saying, you know what, it's really unsafe to walk in this country, to walk down a street in this country. If I'm not on a sidewalk, if I'm just walking, we are assaulted, we are hit, we're run over. If you're a young person or a woman, you're subject to probably even worse dangers. If they organized and they began to pull up some of the statistics, what do you think they'd find?
I don't know, but I can tell you if we did find that there is a higher than average incidence of assaulting people who walk, and people who walk had the same niche in society, that they are physically fit, that they are giving an example to the rest of society on how to travel in this day and age of global warming, that they are people who are to be respected because they show that they have, an elevated intelligence, or if you want to call it, or a superiority. I'm not saying we're supermen, but we are. In a way better than people in automobiles. So why are they allowed to drive by me and yelled something at me the other day. I was called, if I could use the language.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a van ride by me the other day, called me a fairy and a fruit, and gay this and gay that because I wear bicycle shorts. I am not gay, but by the same token, because I wear bicycle shorts, he thought I was, and so he issues a homophobic statement toward me. Technically, you could call that anti-gay. But no, what we do is we call it anti-cyclist. And
why would that be anti-gay if you're not gay?
Because he called me a fruit and a fairy and used these pejoratives. Now, Phil, the law...
The problem I've got with this law is the following thing.
I think I heard what your problem was.
No, the problem I got with the law is the following thing. We now, and the guy said it right here, this Bill Rosendahl creates a civil cause of action for bicyclists who are harassed because of their status as bicyclists.
That is correct, yes.
That sounds remarkably like saying because of one's status as a black person, because of one's status as a white person.
You know, that foments so much discord between cyclists and blacks. We are trying in common cause, Phil, to have these things affected. And when you say what you just said, black people resent us the same way they resent the gays. And what we're trying to do is pull the three groups together so that we have an effective...
You're trying to pull together gay people, cyclists, and black people in what?
If I can finish the statement.
Go ahead.
If I can finish the statement?
Go ahead.
Pull the black people, cyclists, gays, women together in common cause as a minority group that has been harassed long enough.
A minority group harassed long enough how?
I just got done telling you.
Well, being called a fruit and a fairy, what else?
I told you there are people being shot at, there are people that are being honked at, there are people that are, their safety is compromised when someone drives by and... if you have someone driving by and you're on a bike, hey, just like that, did that scare you?
It jarred me a little bit.
Well, imagine if you're on a bicycle and someone rides by and you're on the bike, hey, and they do it on purpose, and they do it to scare you, and enough of fear goes through you, and you drop your bike in traffic, and you're crushed by a truck or an automobile.
Very dramatic.
Very true.
All right. Very true. Very dramatic. We're with Dr. Ron Tarner here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots, a new bicycling anti-harassment ordinance for cyclists in Los Angeles, meaning you cannot harass cyclists, you cannot assault cyclists. They have a new status, and that is a group of people who need to be protected because of their status as cyclists, and they are going to be protected by way of law and civil suit and so on and so forth. You heard Dr. Tarner saying they're trying to create common cause with black people and gays. Are cyclists a protected minority or should be a protected minority in this country? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're with you here every night, Monday through Friday, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And another example, ladies and gentlemen, of, I think, government run amok, and, Dr. Tarner, with all due respect, to say that cyclists have a special status.
I can explain something to you if I could, Phil, and this, I think, will help. As bicyclists, you look at women, all right? Let's forget about the cycle. Look at women. Women have the right to vote. Women can go to a voting booth. But do you understand that as a cyclist, I can't even ride my bike to a voting booth without being harassed by some... I was told I can't use
We'd rather you not use that phrase.
All right, well, can I say douchebag? Because
yeah, you can use that.
All right. I mean, I cannot ride my bike to a voting booth without being harassed by a douchebag in his car. So I have fewer rights than a woman. You keep going on about special status. We have hooked together with blacks in some of the communities as well as the gays, and what we're trying to do is present a common front, a common front. Understand that, Phil.
Now, what was the and this was also a part of the legislation that was promoted, being ticketed on the freeway?
Yes, I was ticketed on the freeway because I got up on the freeway to save some time, and exactly what happened, you would expect to happen, happened. I was being honked at by truck drivers. I was called fairy and queer. I was yelled at. I was flipped off.
You're riding a bicycle on the freeway.
I happen to have the ability to ride a 10-speed or a multi-speed 20-speed bike in a variety of vehicle situations, Phil, as do most 10-speed or multi-speed cyclist. So please don't make that into a bigger deal than it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number. Let me go to a phone call here on the line. Is Tom in Bakersfield, California. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Hi, Mr. Henry. Yeah, you got a great
yes,
show
sir.
There. I just want to put in my two cents.
You.
You know, this is a little ridiculous because there's already plenty of laws on the books against disturbing the peace, against hitting somebody with your automobile. There's a lot more important things to discuss what's happening in this nation, the financial collapse of our economy, the fact that we've got criminals that called Illuminati that were in Skull and Bones that are running the CIA that are in bed with the mafia and organized crime, and they get billions of dollars a year in black money under the table under the guise of national
security. Are you married to a man?
What kind of a question?
Get out of here, you jive-ass man. Jesus. These guys...
Well, there you go. That's the kind of right-wing jackass that you're going to get on a program like this when I'm talking about cyclist rights.
And that isn't the kind of guy, okay? That guy wants those metal cases from wherever they're calling from. But the fact is, you are here talking about something I wouldn't say is as radical, but to say that bicyclists need a special status...
Well, the Los Angeles City Council agrees with me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Brian in Chicago. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing? My point is everybody wants a special status, and everybody wants to have this feeling of being put first. There's enough laws, like last caller, enough laws about disturbing the peace, harassing people in general. There's enough laws that the cyclists need to follow.
Because assault is one thing, but assaulting a black man, that's hateful, and assaulting me, you understand there's a difference between assaulting someone and assaulting a woman, let's say.
And there are laws against that, and the fact that you have just said to me, somebody...
And so I get to have status just like a woman, because I'm vulnerable.
Is that why you're claiming status, because you feel vulnerable?
I'm not vulnerable because I'm not physically stronger. If I get off the bike, I feel I could handle myself, but on the bike, I'm vulnerable. Yes.
You get on the bicycle, you know the risk involved. Just like any other person that gets on the interstate with their vehicle, with their motorcycle, with their moped, up here in Chicago, they run land through the city.
Yes.
They know, and there's specific laws that mandate how you interact with those people on the road. Now, if
there's
you
no law against,
are
if,
not,
if you're on a bicycle, Brian, if you're on a bicycle, and you're on a bicycle and you're concentrating on the traffic ahead, and I drive up next to you, and I go, "Hey," now that's going to scare you. That could scare you enough to cause you to turn the bicycle.
You've already made that point. And I drive a little truck. I drive it through the city. I have people flying by me, 65, 70 miles an hour. Does it scare me? Yes, but I know. That's the situation I'm putting myself
in. They're driving the truck.
What if they went by you and went, hey. Anybody else?
Well, what?
Have to step aside.
What if they go by you?
Put you on a pedestal. And that's all you're asking.
Brian, look. No, I'm not asking for anything other than protection, because if I'm on a bicycle, and let's say a guy drives by me and I'm on a bicycle, he goes, "You're queer." Okay, now he's calling me queer. He did it loud. He's trying to get me into an accident. He's trying to hurt
you're
me.
Right. And then you have every right to go and press charges on that person.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. No,
how
no,
else
I
you
don't.
Want to do it?
No, I don't. No, you don't. No, I don't. Because the cop's going to say to me,
What did he do? He yelled at me. Well, that's not against the law. And it's not. So, this is the law. See? Yeah, now I got Brian thinking about it. This is the law.
Well, I don't know that you've got Brian thinking about it.
Well, I've got you thinking. You guys aren't saying anything, so you must agree with me, because the fact is, if you drive by me and you go, you queer, and I fall down in front of a truck and I'm crushed beyond recognition, what do you say?
Phil Hendry. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, we're talking about, with Dr. Ron Tarner here, we're talking about new status for people on bicycles, okay? And the fact that people on bicycles deserve to have a protection of the law apart from other people. And that's the part that's got me, you know, a little confused and also a little upset.
What upsets you, Phil, about the...
Here's what's upsetting me. You guys are on bicycles. You weren't born with a bicycle affixed to you. You weren't born gay. You weren't born black. You weren't born a woman. You weren't born with a bicycle affixed to you.
Well, that's an argument I've heard you make before.
Well, I make that argument many, many times, Dr. Tarner, because it's one thing to say that a person is being victimized based on an aspect of their person that they can't help. Maybe it's a disability. Maybe it's their skin color.
No, I understand. I've heard your philosophy expressed many times, Phil, and it doesn't. You're never going to get people to understand that. You're never.
Well, I'm going to say it. Well, can I give it a try?
Well,
do you understand it?
I understand it. But I know that other people don't understand it. And so I'm using the fact that they don't understand it to get my particular issue put forward, Phil. This is an important... I'm a bicyclist, and I want this protection. Now, people in automobiles have long since treated people on bicycles as if, and I'll say it again, as if I'm a fairy wearing my tight pants.
It's not all about being a fairy. Is that all they ever call you?
Well, they're telling me, get off the road, you look like an idiot, all of these things. They don't know, first of all, that physically I'm very fit. They don't know that were I able to get to ride my bike fast enough, I could catch them, and I could conceivably, and I'm not saying I would ever do this, but I could conceivably pull them out of their car and give them a beating. All right? You're understanding that, right?
I understand that bicyclists are in good shape, physical shape.
We're in great shape. If I were able to ride my bike fast enough to catch a car, I would catch the guy and I could give him a beating. We're not able to do that, number one. Number two, when a car drives by and yells at me, hey, queer, and then drives away, I don't have the chance to yell anything back. All right? Number four, when he tells me to go faster so he could turn, I could go fast, but I don't go as fast as an automobile. So where are my protections in a very volatile situation? They're nowhere. I need to be able to respond to this, and that's why we needed this ordinance, Phil.
All right. Well, you don't need the ordinance, and it's a beyond belief that the ordinance was ever passed in Los Angeles. I don't know if it's been passed automatically. It's beyond belief to me, though, that it's even exists. Creating a civil cause of action for bicyclists. An award trebling the damages in amount not less than $1,000, attorney's fees.
Yes, we need all of those things because we're out on the road with people that are not that smart. And let's talk about that.
I'd like to talk about that. You've been telling me that you're entitled to these trebled fees and you're entitled to this protection because people in cars are not as bright as you. Now, how do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that? It's obvious that...
Yeah, how do you know that?
Well, it's obvious. If you were intelligent enough to negotiate traffic in a bicycle, you'd be doing it.
Some people don't want to ride a bike because it's not fast enough, because it isn't safe enough.
There you go, right there. Do you understand that every time you say it's not safe enough, you are making my argument for me. Now, the city of Los Angeles has seen fit through the cycling, through the Department of Transportation cycling blog, to pass an ordinance that protects us from a lot of this, forgive me, uneducated and a lot of blue-collar people out of the cars. And
are there any white-collar people out in the cars?
There are people who are white-collar, but they are generally more educated, which means they generally ride cycles, they ride a green cycle, which is what we call a multi-speed cycle, and many people who can't afford them can't afford them. Who are they? More the blue-collar. So I'm really out there being exposed to a blue-collar mentality. Most of them in trucks. I'm on a bicycle. That spells one thing. That spells injury, possibly even death, and at the very least, someone riding by and yelling, and I'm sorry for being dramatic, hey, you queer, you know, and then riding off. And so we have needed these special protections, yes, Bill. And, you know, I'll tell you one other thing. At the end of the day, the average person doesn't understand it and will go with it because bicycles are as American as Bob and apple pie.
And you're admitting that this is a ridiculous, that you don't deserve any special protection.
I didn't say that.
Well, you're telling me at the end of the day, people will go with it because they don't understand it.
Well, I think they will, yes. If they did understand it, then they'd go with it even more. But they'll go with this because they don't want to be seen as racist.
There's not a thing about being, you know, that's the funny thing about this. 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. You just heard what he said. Now cyclists are protected like black folks, and if you don't want the cycling ordinance, you're racist. So Dr. Ron Tarner, who's being victimized by, blue-collar truck drivers, being called queer, and most of these people are not as intelligent, and most of them couldn't defend themselves if they actually slowed the car up enough so he could get out and beat them. These people now he gets to be protected from with an L.A. city ordinance, and it could come to your city, too. 877-876-7445. Also, Jeff Downer tonight on the Daytona 500, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
877-876-7445. Sorry, I stepped all over our announcer there. World-famous Phil Henry Show, radio for Patriots by Patriots. Ron Tarner with us. And you were saying you don't like that slug, huh?
Well, you know, we're my conference that I'm at here in Miami is for the Greening of America, Phil. It's a global climate change conference, an idea sharing, a symposium. And I got a radio show that I'm doing here for Patriots by Patriots, which smacks of an anti-global climate change agenda, but
I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda on climate. You and I have talked about it. Let's stick with bicycles, okay?
Well, I want to stick with bicycles and talk about the hate crimes that have been perpetrated against cyclists.
And hate crimes?
Yes, hate crimes.
And I got done. Well,
Phil, you don't have all the answers. You know,
all of a sudden, you know, I saw Bill O'Reilly and, you know, Bill O'Reilly thinks that there are hate crime, you know, that there's hate being expressed against him. And
well, so you're criticizing Bill O'Reilly.
I'm just saying that there's all of a sudden the idea that hate crime is going to encompass cyclists.
If you think about cyclists this way, we are those people who have been trying to ride on the side of the road all these years to cut down on the use of gasoline, to cut down on the creation of pollution, to create a more responsible way of traveling, and what we've gotten for our trouble is insult, and we've been honked at. We're called every name of the book. When I went up on the 210 that afternoon, because I had to get over to Caltech, because I was doing a paper and I was beating two of my colleagues over there. The insult that I was that I was exposed to was beyond belief. Honked at, somebody swerved and tried to hit me. The dust and the heat.
You're on a freeway on a bicycle. That's against the law.
It's against the law to assault a man. It's against the law, or should be. You say that's against the law. All right. You know that it used to be against the law for black people in the South to sit at a lunch counter.
And here you going again. You're going to compare cyclists with black people. Is that it? You're telling me that a black person's experience at a lunch counter in the South is the same as a cyclist who goes up on a freeway?
Why is that difficult for you to understand? Why is that?
It's difficult for me to understand because you are allowed to go on the freeway.
No, I'm not allowed to go on the freeway. I was given a ticket, Phil.
And no, you are, but your mode of transportation must be an automobile.
Well, you don't get it. And it's frustrating for all of us who have ever gotten on two wheels. We say the two-wheeler will always be exposed to the exhaust of the four-wheeler in more ways than one. And what we call exhaust in the world of the two-wheeler, Phil, is not so much exhaust for a car, but it's bull blank.
And all right, if I'm laying a lot of exhaust on you, but here's my point. You have said that you are not allowed on a freeway. I mean, black people were not allowed at lunch counters.
That is correct. And the way gay people are not allowed in the military.
And I think it's an absolutely asinine and absurd comparison.
That is your favorite phrase, Phil, in lieu of having an argument. So what's your argument? Give me an argument. Don't tell me it's asinine.
All right, here's my argument. Number one, no one said you can't be on a freeway.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. I can't go on a freeway.
You can go on a freeway in a car.
I don't drive a car.
No. 877.
Well, what does that mean? Well, yeah, that's your way of blowing the whole thing off and calling me a queer. Just like they did.
I haven't used that word at all. I haven't used that word. Boy, you're reaching tonight. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Randy in Charlotte, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just asking some questions for your person there. Just questioning his legitimacy of worrying about people calling him names when he's riding his bicycle and worrying about his laws. I don't care if they pass any more laws for him, but you're going to tie up the court systems with all this kind of nonsense when we've got a lot of other problems out there. And the other thing is...
We're trying to protect cyclists, sir. We're trying to protect people who are two-wheelers.
That's fine. I understand. Let me ask you this, then. If you go... The bicyclists that are out there today that are riding, are they not supposed to follow the laws of the road? Because I I see people riding bicycles in their uniforms that they ride in, which is fine, but they blow through red lights while cars are having to stop at red lights. They get on a two-lane road that's heavily traveled in both directions, riding all the way across both all the way across the lane where you can't get around them, going 20 miles an hour. Don't have enough courtesy to move over and let the cars pass that are going the speed limit. Does that not create a problem for you guys as well?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, the law says that a cyclist, just like a man driving a tractor, has the right to the road. A man in a tractor and a man on a bicycle are both sometimes going less than the speed limit, Phil. And I think if you know the song of International Harvester by Craig Morgan, he says, he tells everybody to stick it up their rear end.
Well, hold on for a minute, because you guys are... All right, I understand.
Off the side of the road to let a
not
car
always,
go by.
Not always.
Well, let me... I want to know. Are you allowed to be in the middle of the road, or are you not?
We are. And see, that shows you that people in cars don't get it.
You guys just want it both ways, and that's fine. You know, you just got to have to take what comes at you.
Well, he's calling me a homosexual again. So you're calling me a fairy.
How's he calling you a fairy? Thank you, sir. How's he calling you a fairy?
Well, he goes, you guys are going to have to take it both ways, and you'll have to take what comes after. These are threatening, almost jail rape terms. And
no, he did not say anything. He said you're going to have to, if that's the case, you're going to have to suffer the consequences.
But you don't see that as a threat.
I don't know if it's a threat. I will tell you this. If the law says you can be in the middle of the road, it's a bad law. But nonetheless, you can be in the middle of the road. You are right about tractors, although tractors are out there trying to negotiate a paved road so they can get back onto a field or whatever it is that they're...
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Tractors can go on a road and then go back onto the field.
Yeah. You don't know anything about farming, do you?
Do you?
Well, no, but I'm listening to tractors. What about bicycles? What do we get to do?
You can stay on the road, too. You know, I think it's a matter of courtesy, and I think you're responding to the anger of people in automobiles and people who have got a problem with you. You're responding to it with sarcasm. You're responding to it with arrogance. You're talking about how badass you look. And
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you did. You said that if you caught up to a guy in a car, you could give him a beating. You're talking about how strong you are. And the people in automobiles, you don't want to give any courtesy to at all.
What courtesy are you talking about when the guy outweighs me by 3,000 pounds? God! I really, seriously question, Phil, and you go on about, the tractor going on the field. It's called a farm.
Oh, okay, sorry. I don't know a lot about tractors. I do know a lot about bikes and cars. Here is Stephen in Salem, Oregon. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
What do you want? I mean, what do you want? You want, like, a parade?
Is he talking to me?
Yes, he is. Comparing yourself to gay, do you want,
well,
like,
I'm telling you that we want an anti-harassment ordinance. We want an anti-harassment ordinance that's been passed in Los Angeles. We want it passed nationwide, which keeps people from harassing us or from assaulting us or for otherwise causing... danger, and we're protected on our status of bicycles, and provides for a treble to damages. So that's what we want, not any of the little funny lines that you wrote down and delivered on the air just now.
That's what I mean about sarcasm and arrogance.
Well, I mean, this guy,
nationwide. I mean, seriously. I mean, what are you? You're comparing yourself to the blacks, okay? You're comparing yourself to the gays, okay? What?
I can compare you to the gays, too. You are a bicyclist.
I am a bicyclist. We're bicyclists. We know the risks.
And what are the risks?
You could get hit by a car. People could pull their door open and you run into
it. Yeah, but you got to understand something. I ride a bike because I want to. Do you ride a bike because you have to? I want to know the difference between us, because there's got to be a difference between us.
Why do you say that?
Because he doesn't get it.
I love riding my bike.
I know, but is that the only transportation you have?
It is not, but listen.
Okay, you own a car?
You are not going to turn this into you're equal as the blacks or the gays.
Yes, that's exactly what we already have done. We've already done it.
Well, that may be in Los Angeles, but I doubt that it's going to go national.
Well, why not? As L.A. goes, so goes the country.
No, are you kidding me? There's a lot of cities in this country that are not going to be giving you a special bicycle ordinance. Unless there's a hell of a lot of people riding their bikes out there. You know, unless it's a city where there's a lot of people riding bikes. Let's go to another call here. Lathan in Yakima, Washington. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I appreciate it. First off, I want to start by saying that I truly resent the comment about people who drive cars are less intelligent. I graduated into the medical profession at age 19. I've been accelerated in anything and everything that I've ever done. I drive a car. I drive a car because I have a long commute every day where I go to treat patients, as I said again, in the medical field, because I'm so ignorant or so stupid, as the doctor had put it so eloquently. I go that direction because I have to spend 12 hours a day doing this. I don't have time to hop on a bicycle and bicycle all the way back past my commute the other way around. I also wanted to make the comment that maybe people were making comments about you first off, because the specific person making the comment wasn't very intelligent about your hot pants or the biking pants
that
you were
talking about. Listen to me.
Would they make those comments to somebody who was wearing a pair of jeans? You can ride a bicycle wearing a clown suit, wearing a pair of jeans, wearing a pair of biker shorts like you choose to. They're not attacking you because you're on a bike. They're attacking you because of some misconceived perception that they have of you. You know, you talk about people being harassed and picked on for specific reasons. I've been intelligent all growing up, and I got harassed and picked on for that. Do we need a special law to protect people that...
Right. When you were a little boy, I think you should have been protected, because I know what it was like. You were very smart. You were probably entered college at a very young age. And so while you knew the answer to a lot of different kinds of mathematical equations, you still couldn't wipe yourself or something. And so people made fun of you. I know what that's like. I think you should have been protected.
I don't believe that I deserve special attention. I don't believe that I deserve
Are you
special
kidding?
Attention because other people
you can't even wipe your own anus?
Inconsiderate comments. Not to mention
Doctor,
the fact
please.
That, if I may, I apologize, I'm not trying to talk over the top of you, but I'd like
All
to
right,
say
I
that
understand.
You made a comment about freeways. Freeways were not
yes.
built for bicycles. Freeways
exactly.
were built for commerce, or rather for travel and commerce across long
can
distances at high rates of speed.
I just want to ask you one thing. When you wear your Spock, when you're in the hospital, do people look at you and think he's probably got a head in a petri dish that he's trying to put onto a monster? I don't know, but maybe they do. And why? Because that's what Hollywood's done to us. We're guys that graft the heads. Forget it.
Well, you don't have to forget it. I just really want to understand where you're coming from. You've called me stupid. You offended all of my
Well, you are stupid.
People.
If you don't recognize
you
that people see you as a ghoul, then you are stupid. People think you graft the heads of models onto the body of your girlfriend.
Phil Hendry.